Well, as you heard from Fiona before the break, and it says in the papers, fears of a second wave of coronavirus hitting nursing homes are making the headlines this morning. Following that serious outbreak in the Nightingale Nursing Home in Ahaskra in County Galway and the pressure on staffing there. Let's check in with our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath. Pat, this was a fast-moving story through yesterday. Take us through the facts as we know them.
Well, I think what happened yesterday was things reached breaking point, essentially, Áine, at the Nightingale Nursing Home. But the problems began to emerge over the weekend when a resident who had been admitted to hospital tested positive for coronavirus. And that triggered mass testing of all staff and residents in the home on Monday. And by Tuesday night, when the results began to fully come back, the scale of the problem was very apparent very quickly, because the vast majority of residents, 25 out of 27, tested positive, and 17 healthcare assistants and nurses also tested positive. So you were down to the bare bones in terms of staffing yesterday morning. There was one nurse and one healthcare assistant on duty. So the situation really focused on the scale of the problem and the speed at which it had unfolded. Because yesterday around Ahaskra, the talk was really one of shock, the emotion or the feeling of shock, because how quickly this took hold and in a matter of hours, essentially, turned everything on its head at this nursing home.
And what are the developments, Pat, to watch for today?
The key thing is staffing, because that's what brought things to a head yesterday when there was just one nurse and one healthcare assistant available for duty. Now, the HSE said last evening that the provision of staffing to cover that yawning gap as a result of 17 staff testing positive, all of whom will have to self-isolate for another 10 days. The HSE said there was cover in place for the weekend. What happens at present is nursing homes have a designated contact point in each community health organisation around the country. But when they were alerted about the situation in Ahaskra, staff were expected to be deployed yesterday morning, but the nursing home contended they never arrived. And that's really what pushed things yesterday early afternoon. Now, the HSE said staffing would be provided over the weekend, but it's acknowledged as well, Áine, the difficulty in providing this over the following days, because there's an issue with agency staff. So the concern in Ahaskra is that will the staff be available? Will there be replacement staff to cover the period of self-isolation of all the healthcare workers? And also, if there are other outbreaks elsewhere in the coming days, the impact that will have on the available pool of replacement staff to cover gaps elsewhere in the system.
All right, Pat. And Pat will be following that story throughout the day and will keep us up to date with any developments on that. It is 16 minutes past 7.